org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house-roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-thru or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
It's 75 degrees in Topeka, 74 in Lawrence, 70 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 3:30. At 3:36, the escalation of the conflict in the Middle East has caused a sudden spike in the global price of oil. That means a spike in gas prices here in the U.S. of A.
The national average closing in on $4.10. Pretty quick reversals in what Americans are paying at the pump, and it's not going to end there.
We'll talk more about fears that this could reignite overall inflation. At 4:15, we're going to tell you all about a new kind of durum wheat, a new variety developed at K-State. Could it be an alternative crop for Kansas farmers? What would you make with this new type of wheat? Answers coming your way shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arch Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
State of Kansas is holding its primary election on August 4th. With more than 20 candidates for governor in the U.S. Senate, it can be tough to keep track of them all. So we asked each of the candidates to record a pitch, especially for KPR listeners. You can hear them on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. We want to help you get informed and remind you, please vote. 75 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Emporia, 74 in Atchison. It is 3:20.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, promoting American folk music with the annual event in Lawrence's South Park, open to the public, August 23rd. Details at fidpick.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in about 40 seconds. 75 degrees in Topeka, 70 in Abilene, 69 in Chanute. It is 3:30.
The European Union says Google continues to favor its own services, including its search engine and Google Play, over its competitors. The tech company was fined $1 billion today for violating the EU's digital antitrust regulations. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Republican District Attorney of Sedgwick County, Mark Bennett, says he's against the proposed amendment to change the way state Supreme Court justices are selected. Now the chair of the Kansas GOP is pushing back. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
Republican Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett is against the August 4th constitutional amendment that would replace the Supreme Court nominating commission with direct elections. Bennett says the change would politicize the courts. He also questioned whether elected justices would have ruled to desegregate schools in the 1950s. Kansas Republican Party Chair Denidre Herbert, who is black, called that suggestion deeply offensive to Kansans and urged voters to approve the amendment. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A Kansas man wrongfully convicted of killing his infant nephew has won a lawsuit against the state. Christopher Dale Lyman will receive more than $614,000 from the state after spending more than 9 years in prison. Lyman's conviction was overturned earlier this year due to two reasons: an inadequate legal defense and prosecutors withholding evidence about an expert's qualifications. The state will not retry the case. Deputy Attorney General Robert Hutchison says prosecutors still think their case was legally sound.
We believe there was still adequate evidence under the law that he had committed the crime.
Despite this, Hutchison says family members of the deceased child think Lyman did not commit the crime. The state will pay nearly $500,000 in attorney's fees and provide Lyman with health care and tuition assistance. Big Boy, the world's largest operating steam locomotive, passed through Lawrence on its cross-country tour this morning. KPR's Matthew Algio reports.
The 85-foot-long, 380-ton locomotive pulled into North Lawrence around 10:30 and stopped for about 10 minutes. Despite a light rain, some 200 people lined the tracks to take pictures and pose for selfies. Among them, Rick Anderson of Lawrence.
A lot bigger standing up next to it than you see it, than it looks like in the pictures. And the whistle is really loud. This is great, great, massive machine.
Big Boy will spend Thursday night in Salina before continuing its journey west through Wilson, Hayes, and Grainfield. For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio.
And the service that offers free late-night rides to University of Kansas students is resuming. The Safe Ride program was canceled for the 2025-26 school year due to budget cuts, but the Lawrence Times reports the program will return this fall. Safe Ride is funded through student fees. The Student Senate recently voted to restore funding for the program. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Emporia. It's 3:35.
From NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas is known for its wheat, used to make bread, tortillas, or cereal. But that wheat is not making farmers much money these days. Now there's a new type of wheat with a potential new market, making pasta. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service and editor Stephen Caranda discuss a new wheat innovation that could be coming to the pasta in your grocery store.
I know wheat remains a major Kansas crop to Western Kansas agriculture. Wheat breeders at K-State hope to see 100,000 acres of this new wheat coming from Kansas in a few years. It also gives farmers more crop diversity and options to go with, which is good for their soil health, and it could be good for their wallets.
What about the viability of this market in the near future? Can more farmers in Kansas consider growing this and actually have a place to sell it?
Things are actually looking up for the market. Recently, a mill near Scott City started taking durum wheat to be processed. After that, it's shipped to a pasta production company in Kansas City. The southwestern part of the country around Arizona is losing its durum wheat production to urbanization and water scarcity, leaving Kansas farmers with a good opportunity to take their place and really take over that gap left in the market.
That was Kansas News Service reporter Kaylin Moore speaking with editor Stephen Caranda. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering fun educational programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Weather Hunters, Carl the Collector, and Lila in the Loop, available on demand in the PBS Kids video app.
Coming up in our next half hour, we check in with our Sources and Methods podcast team to talk about recent turmoil regarding Ukraine's military leaders. That will come your way at 4:06. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
We have a 70% chance of showers and storms tonight. It's going to be humid, as you might guess. Lows in the upper 60s. Nearly a 100% chance of rain, mostly tomorrow morning. Slight chance of storms, humid, with a high tomorrow in the lower 80s. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish.
More information is available at Hewlett.org. This is NPR.
With another death confirmed this week among U.S. troops in the Middle East, we hear a report about how military families are faring. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Up next, news headlines. The time is 4 o'clock.
Working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, promoting American folk music with the annual event in Lawrence's South Park, open to the public, August 23rd. Details at fidpick.org.
77 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Manhattan, 76 in Emporia. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, the details, or at least what we at this point know, about an incident that took place in Madison, Wisconsin yesterday. Police shot and killed a man who they say was stealing bicycles and checking car doors to see if they were unlocked. The idea being he was probably going to try and steal things from them. Four officers were involved. They are now on administrative leave. There was some protesting last night to the man's death. It's all very, very fluid, this situation. But we'll tell you what we know and what we don't here on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have Classics Live. Tonight we will be hearing some music featuring saxophone player Vince Gnoic and pianist Ellen Sommer, music of Astor Piazzolla, also the Irish tune from County Derry. You might know it better as Danny Boy. All for saxophone and piano, 7 o'clock tonight on your KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, stick around for Prairie Journal, followed by The Middle, featuring Jeremy Hobson. 76 degrees in Topeka, 76 in Emporia, 74 in Atchison. It is 4:20.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the program. You'll get the latest national, international, and regional news. It's a great way to start your day.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
News headlines coming your way in about 37 seconds. It is 72 degrees in Manhattan and 76 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
Weaponize anti-discrimination laws. Meanwhile, 60 civil rights and education organizations jointly condemned the move. Corey Turner, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The Republican District Attorney of Sedgwick County, Mark Bennett, says he is against the proposed amendment to change the way state Supreme Court justices are selected. Now the chair of the Kansas GOP is pushing back. Kansas State House reporter Zach Boblett has more.
Republican Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett is against the August 4th constitutional amendment that would replace the Supreme Court nominating commission with direct elections. Bennett says the change would politicize the courts. He also questioned whether elected justices would have ruled to desegregate schools in the 1950s. Kansas Republican Party Chair Denedre Herbert, who is black, called that suggestion deeply offensive to Kansans and urged voters to approve the amendment. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A Kansas man wrongfully convicted of killing his infant nephew has won a lawsuit against the state. Christopher Dale Lyman will receive more than $614,000 from the state after spending more than 9 years in prison. Lyman's conviction was overturned earlier this year due to two reasons: an inadequate legal defense and prosecutors withholding evidence about an expert's qualifications. The state will not retry the case. Deputy Attorney General Robert Hutchison says prosecutors still think their case was legally sound.
We believe there was still adequate evidence under the law that he had committed the crime.
Despite this, Hutchison says family members of the deceased child think Lyman did not commit the crime. The state will pay nearly $500,000 in attorney fees and provide Lyman with health care and tuition assistance. Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals tied the team's all-time home run record yesterday and is sharing it with Baseball Hall of Famer George Brett. This happened during the Royals' 5-4 win over the San Francisco Giants. Greg Eklund reports.
It sounded like this after the crack of the bat. The 437-foot bomb traveled to the opposite field and right. And after Salvador Perez circled the bases, he came back out for a curtain call.
That was a super exciting moment, and especially doing it here in Kansas City.
The Royals play their next 10 games on the road, so he may end up breaking the team record away from Kansas City. Perez first signed with the Royals when he was 16. Now, at 36, he has 14 homers this season, second on the team only to Jack Caglione. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.
There's a 70% chance of showers and storms tonight. Humid with lows in the upper 60s. Nearly a 100% chance of rain tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 4:35.
This is all the river town of Marshall.
Oh my God. It's so great to finally meet you.
Yeah. That's Jolie Bowden, an indie music producer, here to pick up an album that Wallace found washed up on a beach.
So this was our label, Moon Caravan, yeah. And we moved it here.
The whole studio washed away in the flood. This muddy album is one of the only things left.
This is an amazing piece because it signifies so much.
You can still make out the record label on the album, which is how Wallace tracked Bowden down. Bowden says she's taking this moment as a sign to produce more music, and as a reminder that for all Helene has taken away, it has also given something back. For NPR News, I'm Laura Hackett in Marshall, North Carolina.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This week on Prairie Journal, the story of two remarkable Kansas women and the fight to save a Native American cemetery in KCK.
I have tried to save the cemetery from being desecrated by law, and now I will take care of it myself, law or no law.
Lyda Conley and the fight to preserve Huron Indian Cemetery on Prairie Journal, 7 o'clock Thursday evening on KPR2.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 5:01. At approximately 5:06, the White House says a new nuclear energy deal with Saudi Arabia is now contingent on the Saudis agreeing to normalize relations with Israel.
The president is always the final deal maker, as you know, and he has said if they don't join the Abraham Accords, the deal is off.
Saudi Arabia has previously said it will not be joining the Abraham Accords. The details coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
70% chance of showers and storms tonight. It's going to be humid with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, nearly a 100% chance of rain, mostly in the morning. Slight chance of storms. Humid tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. It's 76 degrees in Topeka and 77 in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance, now hiring for virtual and hybrid employment, offering opportunities for professional development and career progression. Position details can be found at careers.progressive.com. From Procter & Gamble, maker of Metamucil, made with psyllium, a plant-based fiber that helps support digestive health by trapping and removing waste, designed to be taken every day. Learn more at Metamucil.com. And from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at RWJF.org. This is NPR.
With another death confirmed this week among U.S. troops in the Middle East, we hear a report about how military families are faring. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We have news headlines coming your way in approximately 1 minute. It is 77 degrees in Lawrence under cloudy skies. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street, Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
78 degrees with light rain here in Lawrence. 76 under partly cloudy skies in Topeka. It is 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu.
Appreciate you tuning in to KPR this afternoon as we head into these sort of liminal evening hours. News headlines coming your way at 5:30. Approximately 5:36, the escalation of the conflict in the Middle East has caused a sudden spike in the global price of oil and probably of gas prices in the United States.
The national average closing in on $4.10. Pretty quick reversals in what Americans are paying at the pump, and it's not going to end there.
Talk about the likelihood of spikes in gas prices, the concerns about it raising inflation, all coming up here on KPR. Plus, we will hear our man out at High Plains Public Radio talking about some research that K-State scientists did that might make it possible to grow durum wheat in Kansas. What is durum wheat, you say? I'm so glad you asked, because we'll explain it all coming up at 5:45 on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
78 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Abilene. It's 5:20.
And cry, and she's doing something really important, and you know, that's the important thing. It's her job.
That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts, getting you caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news first thing tomorrow morning.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Cisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. News headlines coming your way in 30 seconds. It's 5:30.
War in Ukraine. Jenna McLaughlin, NPR News.
Stocks were down across the board on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The Republican District Attorney of Sedgwick County, Mark Bennett, says he is against the proposed amendment to change the way Kansas State Supreme Court justices are selected. Now, the chair of the Kansas GOP is pushing back. State House reporter Zach Boblett has more.
Republican Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett is against the August 4th constitutional amendment that would replace the Supreme Court nominating commission with direct elections. Bennett says the change would politicize the courts. He also questioned whether elected justices would have ruled to desegregate schools in the 1950s. Kansas Republican Party Chair Denedre Herbert, who is black, called that suggestion deeply offensive to Kansans and urged voters to approve the amendment. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Big Boy, the world's largest operating steam locomotive, passed through Lawrence on its cross-country tour this morning. KPR's Matthew Algio reports.
The 85-foot-long, 380-ton locomotive pulled into North Lawrence around 10:30 and stopped for about 10 minutes. Despite a light rain, some 200 people lined the tracks to take pictures and pose for selfies. Among them, Rick Anderson of Lawrence.
A lot bigger standing up next to it than you see it, than it looks like in the pictures. And the whistle is really loud. This is great, great, massive machine.
Big Boy will spend Thursday night in Salina before continuing its journey west through Wilson, Hayes, and Grainfield. For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio.
Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals tied the team's all-time home run record yesterday, now sharing it with Baseball Hall of Famer George Brett. It happened during the Royals' 5-4 win over the San Francisco Giants. Greg Eklund has the details.
It sounded like this after the crack of the bat. The 437-foot bomb traveled to the opposite field and right. And after Salvador Perez circled the bases, he came back out for a curtain call.
That was a super exciting moment, you know, especially doing it here in Kansas City.
The Royals play their next 10 games on the road, so he may end up breaking the team record away from Kansas City. Perez first signed with the Royals when he was 16. Now, at 36, he has 14 homers this season, second on the team only to Jack Caglione. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a 70% chance of showers and storms tonight. Very humid, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, nearly a 100% chance of rain. Mostly in the morning, we do have a slight chance of storms. Highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 5:35.
This is ordered by the Minnesota State Legislature next year. If funded, the erosion control projects will help keep these sacred sites from washing away. For NPR News, I'm Sam Fuqua in Duluth, Minnesota.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas is known for its wheat that's used to make bread or tortillas or cereal, but that wheat is not making farmers much money these days. Now there is a new type of wheat with a potential new market, making pasta. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service and editor Stephen Caranda discussed a new wheat innovation that could be coming soon to the pasta in your grocery store.
I know wheat remains a major candidate.
Good for their wallets.
What about the viability of this market in the near future? Can more farmers in Kansas consider growing this and actually have a place to sell it?
Things are actually looking up for the market. Recently, a mill near Scott City started taking durum wheat to be processed. After that, it's shipped to a pasta production company in Kansas City. The southwestern part of the country around Arizona is losing its durum wheat production to urbanization and water scarcity, leaving Kansas farmers with a good opportunity to take their place and really take over that gap left in the market.
We've been listening to Kansas News Service reporter Kaylin Moore speaking with editor Stephen Caranda. Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at KMUW in Wichita, Kansas, Monday, July 27th from 4 p.m. Donate your gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. More details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us. We have news headlines coming up at 6:01, and then at just about 6:10, thousands of Haitian nationals who have lived in the U.S. for years under temporary legal status could soon face deportation, and many of them have children who are U.S. citizens.
They cannot take those children back to Haiti because right now it is impossible for them to be saved there.
Parents may be forced to decide if they want to leave their children behind. Adrian Florido has the story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events in its new speakeasy space with a quintessentially Lawrence feel at 1026 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Venue and booking information online at Maselli's.com.
It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
The station. And from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. From the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, formerly Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. And from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. This is NPR.
With another death confirmed this week among U.S. troops in the Middle East, we hear a report about how military families are faring. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, and K258BT Manhattan 99.5. Also at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.